You've selected the Family Friendly Morning Show podcast with John Baglio.
Mike Grayson from the band Mike's Chair joined us on the morning show.
What up?
How you doing, Mike?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. I'm doing well. What's new in the world of furniture?
The furniture business is good, John. Thanks for asking.
I'm glad to hear. Well, of course, you know you're calling one of the furniture capitals of the United States, Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Really?
Yes.
What's the big product?
Probably, let's see, we've got steel case, probably the those ergonomic chairs, the office desk chairs.
Yes.
Those are really big here. We make those here.
So does that mean you have really nice office chairs?
Well, here we don't really, because we haven't had them donated, but...
Okay. Well, someone needs to get on that.
Maybe now that I've mentioned steel case, that'll happen. You never know. It's great to talk to you. The big question that I get quite often, actually, is one that you've answered many, many times. Given that I've not had you on the show before, I want to get it out there. The story behind Mike's Chair. Now, Mike, I know, is you, Mike Grayson, but right. The whole concept of a band called Mike's Chair initially seems to me like it would be born out of some deep spiritual concept and has great significant meaning to you and the band.
You know what? It has great significant meaning with no spiritual anything involved. So, yeah, we all met in Nashville, Tennessee, going to Belmont University.
Uh-huh.
And we all lived in one dorm together, but I was the only guy that lived on a different floor. And so when we were starting the band, we spent all of our time together to the point that I was basically living with the rest of the guys on the first floor with nothing. You know, I was just sleeping on the floor in their rooms and just kind of, you know, being that guy. And one day I came back from class and the guys had gone out and got me a chair so that I would have something that was mine. And so I wrote my name on it because it's all I had. And every time we'd write or play music, I'd kind of be in the chair. And so for us, it's just a reminder of where we came from and just how faithful God is to bring us from a dingy dorm room to just doing things we're doing today.
There is an actual Mike's Chair somewhere.
Yes, it's in my room.
You have people that come up and try to come up with some deep meaning behind your band name, right? I mean,
yes, you know, people come up and they go, "Wait, let me guess," and they'll say the most spiritual. They'll bring out Bible verses, and when they're done, I'm like, "Man, I wish I could say that's what it is, but it's not. It's just a chair."
Now, I got to congratulate you and the band. You guys are nominated for some Doves this year. Is that right?
Yeah, we're nominated for 4, which is crazy.
Wow. I'm guessing Let the Waters Rise had something to do with one of those.
Yeah, it actually had 2. Let the Waters Rise is up for Song of the Year, and then it's up for Pop Contemporary Recorded Song of the Year.
Talk to me about that song. It's, of course, the latest smash from Mike's Chair we've been playing on WCSG.
Yeah, you know, this song kind of comes out of a verse in John 16, where Jesus is speaking, and he says, "In this world, you will have trouble, but take heart, for I have overcome the world." And our prayer with this song is that in just some way, anyone who's going through anything in life that they just feel like is out of their control, they will find a way to take heart, knowing that we have a God who is in the middle of any and every situation we could ever find ourselves in.
That's off the new CD from Mike's Chair. Mike Grayson with us this morning. And you guys had a little mishap on the roads recently, didn't you, with your van?
We did, yeah. You know, it's funny because anyone up in Michigan would laugh because Nashville got, you know, maybe 6 inches of snow.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't think we have a salt machine within, you know, 2 hours of us here in Nashville. So roads were awful, and we probably should have just stayed home that day, but we didn't. We had a show to get to, so we tried to get there and ended up hitting some black ice. We did a 180 on the highway and then rolled over in the median. And thankfully, I mean, we're all fine. Our van and trailer were totaled, so they were not fine.
Wow.
But thank God all of our gear turned out to be okay. And
really?
Yeah. So, you know, we just last week got our new van and trailer, and so we're back in business.
Well, you know, vans flipping on the freeway does not usually end well, so I think you were being protected that morning, that's for sure.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it was like, if that's going to happen, the way it happened for us was the best way it could have happened.
Pretty freaky, though, huh?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. It's one of those things where you're like, I shouldn't be feeling this in a car right now. I shouldn't be flipping over, you know?
We shouldn't be pulling G's in the van.
Right.
Well, we're glad you're okay, and it was great to have you guys here for Winter Jam this past Thursday night.
We wouldn't miss Michigan for anything.
You probably made special arrangements, right? Because you're like, we want to get up there to Furniture Capital Grand Rapids.
I was like, we have to visit, you know, our inspiration.
We're going to put a link to Mike's chair so we can catch the latest. You guys have blogs and Twitter pages and all that fun stuff too, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, cool. Mike, hey, I appreciate the time today.
Man, thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for listening to this family-friendly morning show podcast with John Baglio.